Tommy, you know, every year in the business, the apparel styles, the materials, the looks, they all change. And, of course, we haven't had the show in 2 years. So just start by telling us a little bit about what's different in 22 that, you know, wasn't here in 2020.
Yeah, you know, Antigua has a couple new designers, so we're keeping up with trends. We stick to traditional golf because that's what we sell, but we also always try to incorporate what's popular at the time. A lot of lifestyle pieces have sold well for us in the last year or two, and we've incorporated more of the lifestyle casual look. It works well at resorts, it works well for private clubs. You know, the average person is dressing more casually these days, and so having things with some outerwear. So hoodies are a huge trend this year, which is surprising, but it's working. And we have some t-shirts that you can, with a Mandarin collar, you know, you can play golf in, you can work out in, you can run around town and do some errands in. So they have multiple venues for use. And any shop that's selling retail is hoping to have a piece that works for a lot of different people, but also for different times of the year to sell.
Tell us a little bit about color trends. Have they changed much during the pandemic? Are certain colors still strong, or is variety maybe in this year?
Yeah, you know, the color trends definitely change, but for right now, it has definitely been variety is a good word for it. We're doing a lot of different prints that incorporate multiple colors, so you can tie them back together with each other. So the accent color on one piece might be the primary color on another, and you can work them together, whereas historically it used to be more so of just sticking to one color theme, keeping it solid, or having only one accent on there. Now we're using multiple accents, multiple different types of prints that all work together.
Tommy, you're wearing a shirt with the, I'd say, the Phoenix Suns logo back closer to the home office. And it seems like the way you apply the logos and different things on the shirts when you do championship things or just logos for the sports teams, a little bit different now.
Yeah, you know, you got to capitalize on a sports team when they're hot. You know, not everybody is in a territory where, like Green Bay, for example, those fans are loyal all the time. But in a lot of places, the team's got to be good. And when they are, the sales for that team go through the roof. And especially when they make it to playoffs and to the finals and all that. So, yeah, the Suns are the best team in the league right now. We can embroider logos on there. And we also have new heat-transferred embroidered patches, which have a faster turnaround time. And they look very clean and have a nice longevity. You know, you can go 30, 40 washes, no issues. And we definitely have had a large increase in our licensed sales. It's a nice complement to a golf shop. You know, they can have a logo besides their own for something that's popular and people want to buy.
How much do you incorporate the feedback you get from professional players, especially professional golfers, on trying to keep them up to speed, keeping them comfortable, keeping them safe from the sun or warm or cold out on the golf course?
Yeah, you know, the golfers dictate the trends. So most of us all play golf, so we have our own opinions, but we also listen to our customer base and what they say. You know, the buyers at a club or a certain golf shop will have hundreds of people come through in a day, and they will give their opinion freely about what they like, what they don't like, and then obviously the sales always dictate what's most popular.
If Antigua is not sold in your favorite pro shop, what's the best way to order up Antigua? Is there opportunities online?
Yeah, you know, our market spread is getting bigger and bigger every year. We keep growing. We keep getting into new clubs. My goal is always to be have an active account with every green grass golf course in my territory. And, you know, they can't always buy from the same brands. They've got to change things up and move it around. So an important part is to be active and in front of them. Even if they're not interested in buying, you want to make sure they know what you have and they're up to date on the trends and the looks. And, you know, the gear usually sells itself.
Tell us the website so people can learn more.
Yeah, catalog.antigua.com is the best resource. We've got individual pictures of each style color. And you can see live inventory on there. And these days, with all the supply chain issues and the delays at the ports and things like that, it's really nice to be able to go on there and see what we have available, when it's coming in, if we're getting more, if we've already sold out of that style. And so you can kind of keep up, and we keep that very accurate and up to date.
Tommy Scott, Antigua Golf, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rory. It was a pleasure.